Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday, we're now being told the Senate is going to deal with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas's impeachment that has moved over from the House. Chuck Schumer saying this about the impeachment and what it means moving forward.
Thank you, my colleagues. Questions.
Senator Schumer, can you react?
Yes.
Your colleagues say you're going to offer a motion to dismiss the impeachment charges on Thursday. Are you at all concerned that if some Democrats in tough races vote for that, they're going to come back to
Look. Look, we're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Leader Schumer,
yes. Does that mean that this is going to, there might be a debate about some sort of a framework for us, at least hear from the managers? What do you think is it?
As I said, we're going to try to resolve this as quickly as possible. As I've said in the past, it's absurd, and there are no charges in the House complaint that rise to the level of impeachment.
Senator,
yes.
Senator, does that mean dismissing it or tabling it?
As I said,
you have the vote.
We're going to move forward and resolve this as quickly as possible. Once again, impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements. Yes, go ahead.
Now, you hear Schumer there saying that the Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, who's in charge of the border, is not breaking any rules. He says it's a policy disagreement. So to be clear, this is the problem with what he just said there, is what he's saying is the policy of the Democratic Party to have an open border, to have a lawless society, to allow for more terrorists to come across the southern border who are on the terrorist watch list than at any other time in American history is a policy disagreement. So they are saying, the Democrats now, if you listen to Schumer, he is clearly saying, we just believe that people should be able to come across the border at will. Those on the terrorist watch list, those are sex traffickers, human traffickers, drug traffickers. We have a disagreement of policy, and policy should not be a reason to impeach someone. That's what they have now said. So they're admitting, yes, it is their policy to allow for these individuals to come across the southern border, have unfettered access, and it's just a policy decision. Republicans should seize on this moment, because what they're admitting now is this is their policy. It's not an accident, right? They've been trying to blame Republicans, saying it's their fault for not having a secure border because they won't do an amnesty deal. We now know what this really is. This is the first time Democrats have admitted it, and I don't think Schumer realized what he was admitting to when he said this, but he was admitting to the fact that this is by design, and you shouldn't impeach someone because of a policy disagreement. And their policy is a wide open southern border, and that allows for any terrorists to come across the southern border at will. That is the policy of the Biden administration, and you should not be able to, okay, and this is their words, not my words, you should not be able to impeach someone because we've decided to have a wide open southern border. That is the definition here, full stop, of what they believe in. Now, this gets even worse for the president, because Joe Biden, we've now found out, has been secretly flying in 33,000 migrants. That would be called illegal immigrants into New York City alone. And they have also flown in 326,000 into Florida, all at your expense as a taxpayer. I'm going to give you those details in a moment, but I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. If I told you that you were giving money right now to Planned Parenthood, how mad would you be, especially if you didn't know you were doing it? If I told you that you were giving money to Democratic candidates, causes, and organizations, how mad would you be right now? Especially if you didn't know you were doing it. Well, that's exactly what is happening when you are with Big Mobile. You may not understand where your money's going, and now you do, because I've just told you. They give massive donations to Planned Parenthood and hardcore leftist organizations. They give massive donations to those that are fighting against your First and your Second Amendment rights. And that is exactly why I want you to switch to Patriot Mobile. Now, look, I've done it. I just went down to the Hill Country to watch the eclipse, and I can tell you my coverage was perfect in areas where it would have been spotty. Now, that's the number one reason why people are afraid to switch. They're worried about coverage. You don't have to with Patriot Mobile. You get the same exact coverage that you're used to. Why? Because they use the same exact towers. And that's all you really care about when it comes to service and coverage. And that is why you should call Patriot Mobile. Now, I'm also going to give you free activation, and I'm going to tell you about what happens when you pay your bill. When you pay your bill to Patriot Mobile, you're giving back to support conservative causes, candidates, organizations, including fighting to protect the rights of unborn children. Every time you make a phone call, every single time you pay your bill, you're making a difference. So check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. patriotmobile.com/Ben. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or patriotmobile.com/Ben. All right, let me get to the money side of this now, what I just told you about. So Joe Biden, we now know, and his administration, after a review of available federal records, is now confirming that the Biden administration has secretly flown 33,000 illegal aliens into New York City and an astounding 326,000. Okay, 326,000 in the state of Florida over the last several years. Now, in just these two instances alone, it means that we as taxpayers, if you're listening to me and you're an American taxpayer, you have basically chartered an airplane flight for 350,000 plus illegal aliens just in New York City and to Florida. Now, the number going into the Florida, the 326,000 in the state of Florida, you got to ask yourself the question, why? I can tell you exactly why. Because Democrats are trying to change the makeup of Florida, because if they can get Florida like they have California now and own that state, they will never lose a presidential election moving forward. They know that. They want to flood Florida with illegal immigrants to tip the balances as fast as they possibly can. So that's number one, just so you understand that. Like, that's the full thing here, okay? It is shocking to me that the media isn't covering this in a more vigorous way. And they should be, because you're importing voters at staggering rates from outside of the country. That's the other part of this that people need to really understand. This is importing illegal immigrants at record rates. And the importation of them costs a significant amount of cash. We're talking about money that many people can't even get their heads around, just how much money this is costing, just how much cash this is going to be. I mean, this is a staggering amount of money. And we're talking about tens of millions that turn into hundreds of millions that then turn into other millions of dollars just in support that is needed to take care of these legal immigrants. Because when they come here, to be clear, we are taking care of them. Okay, I'm going to say that again. It's not just the price of the ticket. It's once they get here, once they are in the U.S., the amount of money that it costs to take care of them is the most insane number of all. And we're all paying for that amount of cash. Now, the number of illegals that Biden has flown into the country also dwarfs the number that Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent via bus to deep blue cities that are sanctuary cities, even though it is Abbott who is suffering the brunt of the left-wing media attacking him, right? So remember, they said he was inhumane. They said it was human rights abuses. There were some that even sued the state of Texas saying that they were having inhumane treatment and that he was kidnapping illegal immigrants when he was sending them to New York City and places like that, which is laughable because now we know that the federal government, and remember, the media jumped on this. I remember The View doing a segment on this, and on The View, they were saying that this was human trafficking by the governor of Texas, that this was kidnapping of illegal immigrants, and that he should be put in prison. Well, now we found out that the president of the United States of America, the Biden administration, has then been importing illegal immigrants and sending them to New York City and other states. And guess what? The media is not writing a damn article about this at all.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Now, the media, the same media that accused Abbott and those that are just evil people in Texas, right, of human trafficking, of kidnapping and dropping illegal immigrants in blue states and sanctuary cities, that also was a lie by the media because the people said where they wanted to go. Greg Abbott said, where do you want to go? and the state of Texas would then bus them to or fly them to the city that they said they wanted to end up in. And again, this is nothing compared to what Biden has been doing with your federal tax dollars. He's flying them in from out of the country. The difference also is Greg Abbott, these people are already in this country. The federal government's not doing their job. And so he's forced to deal with a wide open, unsecured southern border that is flooding his state with literally millions and millions of illegal immigrants. That is completely different than what Biden is doing, which is going to foreign countries, going to the illegal immigrants, and saying, who wants to go to America? And we're going to flood states like Florida to try to change them. We're clearly flooding the state of Texas to change them to be California. If you are a Democrat, best case scenario for you is you flood Texas and you flip the state to a liberal state with illegal immigrants. And they're well on their way to do that. And I think that's very obvious that that's the goal. And that's what they want to do. And they're well on their way to pull that off. OK, so that's already part of their plan. Now you get Florida in there. You own California. That means that a Republican, and this is just electoral college math here. If you lose every election cycle, Florida, and you lose Texas with the Electoral College votes, and then on top of that, you lose California every time, guaranteed, you'll never win a presidential election again. Now, you do that while also taking states like Georgia and Louisiana and New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada, and then you turn them liberal by flooding them with illegal immigrants, which is exactly what they're doing. Now you control the Senate with probably what would be considered a supermajority, because the illegal immigrants coming across, if you give them amnesty, they're going to vote for Democrats. Democrats have also made it very clear that with illegal immigrants, the one thing they want to make sure is that they're treated, quote, like American citizens, and they get all of the benefits of free health care, free food, housing, and education for their kids. If you give them the American dream, you own them like a modern day slave, and they will vote for you forever. That is exactly what the Democratic Party is doing. Now, you compare this real quick to what Donald Trump just said. He said day one, we're going to start deporting. We're going to secure the border and we're going to start mass deportations of illegal immigrants. Now, the media will also tell you that that is racist and xenophobic, and they'll go through all their name calling when Donald Trump says it every time. And then they'll tell you what's impossible to deport 20 million, 30 million people. I think Donald Trump's going to prove that that is absolutely incorrect, and that we're going to do exactly that if he wins. Now, here's something else, according to the report by Todd Benzman, a senior national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. He said that, quote, Biden, this is looking at the data of our own government. Biden imported, so that means they grabbed illegals from outside the country, flew them into this country. Okay, you paid for this. Biden imported more than 800,000 illegals into the country via a program called the CHNV program, or the Advanced Travel Authorization Program. These programs, with your tax dollars, then send these planes directly to foreign airports. They then load them up with illegal immigrants who have not, okay, gone through the normal immigration process. And then they fly them directly to the U.S. airports, where they're dumped into the American populace. All of this is done without any notice. All of this is done without any coordination. All of this is done without any local government officials even knowing that this is happening in their city. They just dump them there and say, welcome to America. We're going to change this country. Under Biden's plan, sponsors, as they call them, okay, quote unquote sponsors, they fill out online applications for the illegals to apply for permission to fly into the U.S. The approval process for these applications has not been made public. All right, so they're hiding something. I think we know why. But once an application is approved, the illegals make their way to a designated airport in the U.S. where they are allowed into the country. The two programs identified by Benzman seem to have directly imported 800,000 illegals into the country and then disseminated them all across the land, often in flights that arrive in the middle of the night so that the American people don't actually know that this is happening. Now, looking at this paperwork, okay, because this all comes down to paperwork. I want you to understand that. All right. This is all paperwork that the government, from what we understand, keeps. Okay. So this is just straight up paperwork. All right. None of these records are exactly in the public, they said. All right. So Biden's Department of Homeland Security refused to comply, we're also being told, with the Freedom of Information records request. And the numbers that Benson cites have had to be parsed from a group of government reports that they've then compiled because the Biden administration doesn't want to admit that they're actually doing this. The Biden administration, by the way, is doing their best to keep these flights a total secret from local communities, from locally elected officials, from cities and states where this is taking place. They said not only is this a problem because of the secrecy that Biden has used to basically silence the media and anyone from asking questions about these flights, which are incredibly expensive, that are bringing in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. And again, that's not an exaggeration. Governor DeSantis went on to say this back in April, quote, "It is secret because they're not telling anybody. They don't tell us any time somebody comes in." DeSantis said they don't give us any information on it. They are not coordinating with state government at all. If they throw six people on a commercial flight coming from a foreign country, there's no acknowledgement at all to state or local authorities. That's just a fact. And even as New York City Mayor Eric Adams continued to rail at the 37,500 illegals that Texas has bussed the Big Apple, he has completely ignored and not mentioned the 33,000 that Biden has literally dropped off at their airports. And that number is likely, quote, a low estimate, Benson said. It indicated there have probably been well over 33,000, but these are 33,000 that we've been able to figure out for sure. One of the illegals, by the way, that Biden flew into JFK, that's John F. Kennedy International Airport, was a Haitian migrant who was later arrested by Boston police after being accused of raping a teen girl with a developmental disability. That is a fact. So you look at this now and you see what Chuck Schumer says, right? We don't have a problem here, all right? We don't think that Mayorkas has done anything wrong. In fact, we think impeachment should, quote, never be used to settle a policy disagreement. Understand, this is the policy now of these illegal immigrants, of the Biden administration, who they will bring in at your expense. You will pay for them to come in. And what he says is, it's just a policy disagreement. We're open borders. Bring them in. We don't care who they are. Hell, we'll go pick you up in a foreign country and drop you off in America if we have to.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Governor DeSantis in Florida is really focusing in on trying to stop this problem. Florida is doing exactly what Texas is now doing, which is they're going out and saying enough is enough. We're going to arrest illegal immigrants. And DeSantis has now signed a new executive order that Florida troops can stop migrants. This is significant, okay? This is DeSantis saying the Florida National Guard members also to the Florida coast to stop Haitian migrants that were coming and send them to Texas to help there. I want you to hear what he had to say on Fox News Channel about this. Listen carefully.
But when you have illegal aliens committing crimes, the victims, the family's victims, they look and they say, if the government had just enforced the law, we know this crime would not have happened. If Biden had just closed the border or at least not done what he's done, the chances of this happening would have been very zero.
The White House is also playing down spiking crime on Biden's watch, with one illegal immigrant using the Chinese Communist Party's TikTok app to taunt illegals into overtaking Americans' homes. The so-called squatters, increasingly apprehended across the country, sparking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to take action. The governor outlawing squatters in Florida, protecting Americans' property rights.
Does your house belong to you? Or if you are not using it, can someone just come in, squat for a period of time, and then claim that they have a right to be there?
Well, when we started seeing some of this in places like California and New York, where someone will just commandeer someone's home, then the homeowner goes to try to get their property back. And sometimes the homeowner is the one getting arrested, or they have to go through all this stuff. So we said that is not happening in the state of Florida. So if you try to squat in Florida, the homeowner will get rid of you immediately. Now, we have legal rights in place. You call up the sheriff, and the sheriff is mandated to evict the folks who are illegally commandeering the residents.
You look at this right now, and again, I got to give credit for the quick action of DeSantis here. What DeSantis is saying is, I'm not putting up with this, and neither the people of Florida. Right. We're not doing this. We're not going to be run the same way that the federal government does this. And the people have rights. Right. The people have the right to their homes. They have the right to live in a safe society. They have a right to be able to not have to worry about their state or their town being overrun with illegal immigrants. So if you're squatting, if you're learning these things on the internet, we're not going to let you do it. Okay? Like, we're not going to just sit here and act like this isn't happening. We're going to take care of us, number one. The other part that I think is very interesting about all this is the fact that now DeSantis had to come out and fire back at a liberal lawsuit. Okay? A liberal lawsuit that has been brought against him for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Now, you may remember Martha's Vineyard. There were illegal immigrants that were sent there. They're like, all right, you guys are a welcoming city. And what did they do in Martha's Vineyard? They got rid of them in like 20 minutes. They had them come in. They bussed them right out. They used the National Guard. They made sure there was more law enforcement there. It was like, I think it was a 3-to-1 ratio of people in law enforcement to the illegal immigrants that were sent to Martha's Vineyard. And they basically said, hey, we're welcoming, but not to illegal immigrants, but we are welcoming, right? They got called on their BS of the rich liberals in Martha's Vineyard. But now there's a lawsuit that's been filed against him for sending those migrants to Martha's Vineyard. I want you to hear what Governor DeSantis also had to say about that.
Well, okay, so I think most of you guys remember. So, you know, you have these folks, you know, they Florida has a program to relocate to sanctuary jurisdictions, including Martha's Vineyard, okay? I mean, look. So they do it, and the company that runs this, that was running as a contractor, everyone who gets on the transportation signs a form saying that they know what they're doing, they're consenting. This is not something that's being done against anybody's will. And so these folks really had nothing, and they had an opportunity to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction, which had advertised itself as being a place where everyone could come and that nobody is illegal. And yet when they got there, all hell broke loose on that island. They called out the National Guard. It was like a 5-alarm fire. And you know, they didn't put their money where their mouth is. So after that, and just because it got media attention, some of those folks sued me and the state of Florida and all this, and like, for what? And so the judge dismissed all of that. The judge up there is saying that I guess this the vendor is able to continue to be in this suit, but I don't see how you could possibly sustain a suit against the vendor. These folks signed forms saying that they were going to do, and they had opportunities that they didn't want to do, and the vendor treated them very well from what I've seen in the reports, providing food, lodging, all this other stuff. So it's a frivolous case. Obviously, it was so frivolous against us at the state that there was no choice for the judge but to dismiss, and we knew that that was the right legal outcome. But I think the same should happen with the company. But here's the thing. Just having the borders open doesn't work. And I understand that there may be these elite liberal enclaves who want to advocate those policies, but they only do it as long as they don't have to face the consequences of those policies, and that's the problem. So I think that more and more people in New York City now, in Chicago, residents, you know, who may politically be different than, say, maybe the typical Florida voter, I think everyone is seeing, okay, just having an open border doesn't work. First of all, you don't know who the folks are. You are having people come in who are not doing, I mean, the number of military age males that you see coming across that border, do we want to import 20,000 military age males from China? Is that in the U.S.'s interest? I don't think so. Do we want to import 10,000 military age males from Libya? I don't think so. I don't think that's in our interest. And we don't know what's going to happen once they get in, what's going to happen. So you have all those problems. But even putting that aside, the sheer number of people that have poured in, it's overwhelming some of these communities, because you have hospitals that get overwhelmed. You've got schools. You've got all these issues that happen. So one, there's a lot of obviously the illegality coming across the border. But then just the sheer number of it, there's not a structure and an order to it that it really is impacting the quality of life of just hardworking Americans who are just trying to take care of their families. And so that's why the policy across the board has been a total failure. My first year as governor, we signed legislation banning sanctuary cities. I mean, some of these guys were in the legislature. I think Broder was there. And that was really important to do. And then everything we've done since then has been saying yes to rule of law, but no to being a magnet for people to come illegally.
No to being a magnet of people that are coming illegally. This is the reason why so many Americans really do like Ron DeSantis, and why he's a very popular governor. Other governors that are being smart, like Greg Abbott in Texas, they're saying enough. Like, we have to take back our communities with law and order, and we cannot allow for this lawlessness, which is the policy of the Democratic Party. I to wrap this up, I go back to Chuck Schumer. Listen to Schumer in his own words saying, look, this is just a policy issue for us. It's just policy.
Thank you. My colleague's question.
Senator Schumer, can you react? Yes.
Your colleague said you're going to offer a motion to dismiss the impeachment charges on Thursday. Are you at all concerned that if some Democrats in tough races vote for that, and come back tomorrow?
Look, we're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
leadership.
Senator,
yes.
Does that mean that this is going to, there might be a debate about some sort of a framework first, at least hear from the managers? What do you think is
As I said, we're going to try to resolve this as quickly as possible. As I've said in the past, it's absurd, and there are no charges in the House complaint that rise to the level of impeachment.
Leadership.
Yes.
I mean, again, his words, impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements. He's admitting it. Bringing in millions of illegal immigrants is the policy of the Democratic Party. And if you don't like it, it is a policy disagreement. Full stop. That is what they want to do. They're doing it. They don't care about our laws. That's what they're telling you. Believe them. Make sure you share this podcast, please, on social media so that others can hear what's happening. And make sure you hit that subscribe, follow, or auto download button. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.